B. Presentation. Read the following text. Dangers of the Internet. Protect your kids from cyberbullying and exposure to sexual predators with these internet safety tips from the experts. By Catherine Kam from the WebMD Archives. Mary Ellen Handy had a painful crash course in the dangers of the internet. The trouble started in her freshman year of high school after a dispute over a boy's affections. Once she began dating him, a jealous girl flooded her computer with a stream of nasty messages. She'd say, "I hate you, leave the school." And she called me every name in the book, says Handy, now an 18-year-old senior in New Jersey. With the speed and ease of the internet, her classmates soon recruited 20 others to bully Handy online. It was like a ripple effect, she says. As the ordeal dragged on for months, she dreaded going to school, felt physically ill, and saw her grades tumble. No doubt, the internet can be an extremely useful tool for young people. But instant messaging, chat rooms, emails, and social networking sites can also bring trouble. From cyberbullying to more serious internet dangers, including exposure to sexual predators. How savvy are you about keeping your child or teenager safe online? Follow these tips to protect your kids from the four major dangers of the internet. Internet danger number one, cyberbullying. On the internet, cyberbullying takes various forms, says netsmarttz411.org, an online resource that educates parents about internet safety. Cyberbullying includes sending hateful messages or even death threats to children, spreading lies about them online, making nasty comments on their social networking profiles, or creating a website to bash their looks or reputation. Cyberbullying differs from schoolyard bullying, Handy says. Teachers can't intervene on the internet. When it happens online, there's no one to filter it, she says. And cyberbullies don't witness their victims' reactions the way they might if they insulted others to their faces. They don't see you crying, Handy says, which may make it easier for them to continue. Some cyberbullies pose as their victims and send out harassing messages to others. Recently, cyberbullies have also begun posting humiliating videos of other kids they dislike, says Barry Aftab, a cyberspace security and privacy lawyer who also serves as executive director of WiredSafety.org, one of the largest internet safety education groups in the world. In the age of YouTube, a website that hosts videos shot by users, kids are looking for their 15 megabytes of fame, Aftab says. They do it to show that they're big enough, popular enough, cool enough to get away with it. Often, kids don't tell parents they're being cyberbullied. They're afraid their parents will overreact or jank internet privileges. Aftab adds, her advice? If your son or daughter tells you, stay calm. If it's a one-time thing, try to ignore the bully and block future contact, she says. But if the cyberbullying involves any physical threat, you may need to call the police. Internet safety tips. Some tips from netsmarttz.org for responding to cyberbullying. To keep others from using their email and internet accounts, kids should never share internet passwords with anyone other than parents, experts say. If children are harassed or bullied through instant messaging, help them use the block or ban feature to prevent the bully from contacting them. If a child keeps getting harassing emails, delete that email account and set up a new one. Remind your child to give the new email address only to family and a few trusted friends. Tell your child not to respond to rude or harassing emails, messages, and postings. If the cyberbullying continues, call the police. Keep a record of the emails as proof. Internet danger number two, sexual predators. The online world opens the door for trusting young people to interact with virtual strangers, even people they would normally cross the street to avoid in real life. About 1 in 7 kids have been sexually solicited online, says Jen Sheehan, Cyber Tipline Program Manager for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in Alexandria, Virginia. The Cyber Tipline helps prevent sexual exploitation of children by reporting cases of kids enticed online to do sexual acts. While sexual predators have targeted children in chat rooms, they migrate to wherever young people go online, Sheehan says. More predators are now scouring social networking sites, such as MySpace and Zanga. Because these sites have centralized so much information, Sheehan says, a child's profile typically includes photos, personal interests, and blogs. In terms of predators, that's obviously a hotspot where they can go to research victims, Sheehan says. They need to meet these kids, groom these children, and become friends. Predators may take on fake identities and feign interest in a child's favorite bands, TV shows, video games, or hobbies. They come across to the children as their new best friend. They're going to have the same likes and dislikes, Sheehan says. It's quite crafty what these child predators will go through. Internet safety tips. Ask your children if they use a social networking site. Look at the site together or search for it yourself online. Social networking sites often have age limits. MySpace prohibits kids under 14 but doesn't verify kids' ages, so anyone can use it. If you want to delete a site, work with your child to cancel the account or contact the social networking site directly. Tell your kids not to post a full name, address, phone number, school name, and other personal information that could help a stranger to find them. Remind them that photos, like your child in a team sweatshirt, can give away clues to where they live. Ask them not to send photos to people they meet online. Learn about privacy settings that allow kids to choose who can view their profiles. Explain that the strangers who approach them online aren't always who they say they are, and that it's dangerous to meet them in real life. Tell them to instant message only with family or friends they already know offline. When it comes to internet safety, there's no substitute for parental supervision. Put your computer in a common area of your home, not a child's bedroom, so you can keep an eye on online activities. Go to websites that explain the shorthand kids use in instant messaging, like POS, parent over shoulder, or LMIRL, let's meet in real life, so you know what's going on. Ask your kids to report any online sexual solicitation to you or another trusted adult right away. Sheehan asks adults to report the event to the Cyber TP line, 800-843-5678, where staff will contact law enforcement agencies to investigate. He also advises parents to call their local police and save all offensive emails as evidence.